And here's guest reader, Jacob Arbuckle.
Samsung Galaxy S22 Review on February 23rd in PC Magazine by Sasha Segan. A small phone with lots of power. Samsung Galaxy S22 specs. Operating system. Android 12. CPU. Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 1. Dimensions. 5.75 by 2.78 by 0.3 inches. Screen size, 6.1 inches. Screen resolution, 2330 by 1080 pixels. Camera resolution, rear, 50 megapixel, 12 megapixel, 10 megapixel. Front facing, 10 megapixel. Battery life as tested, 9 hours, 5 minutes. Samsung's Galaxy S22 for $799.99 offers all the power of the Galaxy S22 Plus in a much smaller package for $200 less. That would be a winning proposition, except for one critical trade-off. The S22 sits right at the edge of acceptable battery life. Because of this shortcoming, the S22 Plus at $999.99 is Editor's Choice winner for Android phones out of the three S22 models, including the Note-like S22 Ultra at $1,199.99. We have much longer reviews of the Galaxy S22 Plus and the Galaxy S22 Ultra, but here we outline how the smaller S22 compares with those two models. Perfect form. The S22 is available with 8GB of RAM and either 128GB at $799.99 or 256GB of storage at $849.99. Buy the 256GB model if you can, as the phone doesn't have expandable memory. None of the S22 models do, or the S21 models for that matter. The phone comes in black, gold, green, or white through carriers, but Samsung also sells four exclusive colors including blue, cream, graphite, or violet. The Samsung exclusive models are real standouts. Like the S22 Plus, the S22 has a flat, matte back with a camera bump in the corner. It feels dense and solid with hard edges. It's rated IP68 for water resistance like its siblings, and it doesn't scratch as easily as the S22 Ultra. At 5.75 by 2.78 by 0.29 inches, height, width, depth, and 5.93 ounces, the phone is smaller and lighter than the Galaxy S21. At 5.97 by 2.80 by 0.31 inches and 6.03 ounces, as well as any of the other models in the S22 lineup and the Google Pixel 6, at 6.24 by 2.94 by 0.35 inches and 7.3 ounces. I wouldn't call it a mini phone, but I can get my thumb across the screen in one stretch. The 6.1 inch 2340 by 1080 pixel screen is very bright and dense, 422 pixels per inch. The panel has the same resolution as the 6.6 inch one on the S22 Plus, so you see the same amount of content, just smaller. Like on the S22 Plus, the screen automatically adjusts its refresh rate between 48Hz and 120Hz depending on the content. You can also lock it at 60Hz to save battery. Mostly the same as the others. The S22 is functionally similar to the other models in the S22 lineup. It runs Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 processor and Samsung's One UI 4.1 skin over Google's Android 12. Like the other models, Samsung promises feature updates through Android 16 and security updates into the Android 17 cycle. All of the S22 models throttle a bit harder under heat than the S21 models, and the S22 throttled sooner than the S22 Plus in testing. The S22's performance dropped after just 6 minutes of heavy use as compared with after 10 minutes with the S22 Plus. In a 15-minute test with the CPU throttling test app, the phone's average performance of 223 kgIPS was a bit lower than the S22 Plus's 254 kgIPS too. I tested cellular signal strength with the Net Monitor app and got very similar 4G and 5G signal test results between the S22 and S22s. The S22 supports all of the 5G networks in the US and, like its siblings, offers better connectivity than models from the S21 generation, particularly in low signal environments. Samsung sells half a dozen different international models of the phone, so make sure you get the right one for your country. The camera stack, most notably, is the same one you get on the Galaxy S22 Plus. If smartphone photography is what you care about most, you don't have to worry about missing out on any features with the less expensive S22. That said, the Galaxy S22 lacks a couple of features and capabilities compared with the two larger S22 models. It doesn't support Wi-Fi 6E, for example. But Wi-Fi 6E routers are currently rare and expensive. It also doesn't have UWB positioning, but devices using that technology are also extremely uncommon. The only one that comes to mind is the Samsung Galaxy SmartTag Plus. Battery, the big question. As I mentioned, battery life is the S22's major issue. The phone has only a 3,700 mAh battery. For comparison, the S22 Plus has a 4,500 mAh battery, and the S22 Ultra has a 5,000 mAh cell. Although the other phones have bigger screens, that difference doesn't matter much in terms of energy use. The S22 streamed video for 9 hours and 5 minutes over Wi-Fi, and a mere 5 hours and 10 minutes over 5G in our tests. That's more than an hour less of usable battery life in both scenarios than the S22 Plus. You might not be comfortable with those results if you use your phone heavily throughout the day. The S22 also charges at 25 watts rather than the supposed 45 watts of the larger phones. However, in our tests, it charges just as quickly overall as the others, likely because of the smaller battery, to the tune of 18% in the first 10 minutes and from 0 to 100% in 75 minutes. The bigger phones require more wattage to get the same battery performance because they use larger batteries. Like the other S22 models, the small S22 supports 15-watt wireless charging and reverse charging. The best small Android phone, but not the right Galaxy S21 for everyone. If you're specifically looking for a small phone that's less than 2.8 inches wide, your choices are limited to the Galaxy S22, Apple's iPhone 13 mini at $699.99, and SE models, $399, and the obscure Sony Xperia 5.3 at $999.99. The Xperia costs $200 more, at a minimum, than the other options and doesn't noticeably offer anything more for your money. Your decision at that point boils down to a choice between Android and iOS. The Galaxy S22 and the iPhone 13 mini are both terrific phones, but neither does anything that may convince you to switch between the two platforms. So while the Galaxy S22 is the best small Android phone you can buy, the Galaxy S22 Plus wins our Editor's Choice Award for Android phones this year, despite its slightly larger size. Ultimately, it offers a big enough advantage in battery life to justify its higher cost. And if you're a longtime fan of the Galaxy Note series, the Galaxy S22 Ultra is your best bet thanks to its larger screen and built-in S Pen stylus. Samsung Galaxy S22. Rating, excellent. 4 out of 5. MSRP, $799.99. Pros: excellent signal strength. Premium power. True 3x zoom camera. High quality build and design. Cons: short battery life. The bottom line. The Samsung Galaxy S22 fits comfortably in one hand and is as powerful as its larger siblings, but its small size makes for less battery life.